This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is one of those things you're going to hear and go, finally, this is great.
Oh, good.
I can't believe that this is happening now when I go to the airport.
Mm.
And then you're going to realize how depressing that is. Because if the government had to force any other industry to do this,
They'd
have been out of business a long time ago. You're hanging out at The Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF yesterday. The U.S. Department of Transportation announced some new policies to make flying less of a miserable experience.
Good.
And all of this is on the heels of the last year and a half between the way the airlines have been treating customers when they've been stuck with the pilot and crew shortage, the issues that they've been having with planes mechanically, doors just stop being doors all of a sudden.
Wheels falling off.
All right, so there are three new rules.
Right.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
All right, rule number one, it's called the 3-hour rule. If your flight is delayed 3 hours or more, you're allowed to pass on the flight and get a full refund.
Full refund?
Refund.
Nice.
Because, like, look, especially out of Rochester, a 3-hour delay, you're missing your connection.
Yep. Oh, yeah, you're screwed.
It's over. And at
your
that
whole
point,
trip's, going to be at least pushed back, if nothing else.
Exactly. So now, if it's not worth taking that initial flight because everything else is screwed, you don't have to deal with the headache if you'd rather go home. By the way, that not only counts for delays caused by the airline, that also counts for weather delays.
Oh, because it used to be weather, no money.
Yeah. That's how they would do it in Mexico to the Americans that came down there. Weather, no money. ¿Qué pasa? Rule number two.
Yeah.
Airlines now have to automatically give you cash refunds.
For?
Whatever the refund is. Now, what they used to do is if you wanted a refund, they would give you a phone number and they would say you'd have to call this number and here's the account that it's on. And they would give you a runaround as hard as they could to exhaust you into not taking a full refund. That is no longer something they can do. They have to automatically refund you straight cash.
I had to drive to Canada one time to get my refund.
There you go.
Really?
I had to drive there.
Well, is it because you were flying out of Canada?
No. So this airline we took, they had two offices.
Okay.
New York City or Toronto.
Damn.
Toronto was the closer one. But you had to drive there and physically go up there, show them all your stuff, and then they would give you a check.
How much was the refund for the time?
It was $600.
Okay. So you're driving for that money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, you are kind of getting close to the line of what a trip to Canada is worth.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Because $600, I'm going to Canada, too.
Yeah.
But like, if we're starting to get less.
Yeah.
But think about that. They made him drive to another country to get his refund, hoping
thinking he would do it.
Exactly.
Because they go, well, you can also go to Los Angeles.
Fly there.
Okay.
Got L.A. on my mind, man.
Rule number three.
Yeah.
They now have to give you a refund the way you paid for the ticket, much like you're describing right now. So if you charge it on your credit card, they have 7 days to refund you. Any other form of payment you have given, they have 20 days to refund you. They're now also forced to refund you for any services or add-ons you paid for before the flight. For example, if you paid for baggage fees, seat selection, or Wi-Fi pre-flight, they have to give you that money back,
too. If I didn't get it.
Yeah.
So that's all good. That's great.
By the way, these rules go into effect in October.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Okay.
But you see what the airlines are saying?
What?
We're going to have to start charging you more, man. We're going to have to jack up our fees.
Okay.
So we're going to have to start. So automatically, they're looking for an excuse to raise the ticket price.
So here's what I want you to think about, buddy. And this is one of the days you look up in the sky and you go, thank God I'm an American.
What's that?
Well, we live in a capitalistic society, buddy.
Right.
And there are already airlines that see how much these traditional carriers are charging.
Fat cats. Yes. And fat sky cats.
That's right. And they're undercutting them. Things like Spirit, things like Frontier. Now, granted, the experience on Spirit and Frontier is not great.
Yeah, because you have to stand.
But they can't afford to raise prices.
All right.
So, listen, there's going to be a way to keep prices down with these other airlines.
But you're
going
to have to go air chintz.
Look, it's possible that, yes, they keep their prices low and everyone else jacks it up. But if people start going to these economy airlines because it's the only way you can afford to fly, the other companies are going to be forced to bring their prices down.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
That's good.
Am I wrong?
We'll have to see.
Thank you, capitalism.
It is amazing, though, that it took this long to get to this point. And we've just been, like, dealing with it like it's a normal thing.
Thank you.
I missed my connection because of you, but I still have to pay more to get on another flight, even though this is completely out of my hands.
To your point. Like the celebration that people had yesterday. Again, we're talking about the U.S. DOT. They are forcing new policies on airlines to make flying less of a miserable experience. It has to do with delays that the airlines cost. You can get a refund automatically now. They have to give you cash refunds, and they can't make you drive around, give the runaround, call a bunch of places. Any other business in the world that had these policies would have gone out of business.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yet yesterday, there are people who are voluntarily handing money to these places, celebrating because they're not getting ripped off by these companies anymore. It's insane.
But they'll rip you off right in front of your face.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They'll just say, well, you know what, man? This flight's overbooked. So...
good luck.
Go home.
The one that I paid for months ago.
Right.
Like you said, you had a seat here for me and I bought it, right? Yeah, we also sold it to Ted. And we want Ted to go to Miami, not you. This has happened to me like multiple times where they just go, oh, yeah, there's a reason why we didn't tell you what seat you had because you ain't got one.
Could you imagine if another business tried that? Let's say you ordered a pizza, right? And all right, come pick it up in 45 minutes and you get to the pizza shop and hey, I'm here to pick up my pizza. Yeah, listen. We gave it to that guy.
Yeah, Ted got it. He's just back in from Miami.
Yeah. You would never go back to that pizza place again.
It's
going to
be another 3 hours. You can have your pizza, but we'll get to it in 3 or 4 hours.
Or tomorrow. Maybe. Come back tomorrow.
Yes. Also, no, you can't leave until the pizza's done, because if you leave, then you got to go back through our security system, which is going to take you forever.
So I had
Here's some peanuts.
I ended up bribing a guy one time, because I was getting bumped up. My wife and I were getting bumped off a flight to go to Florida. And they said that we couldn't get another flight till tomorrow. So this other couple, they offered them money to change the flights with us.
Okay.
And I went up to the guy and I gave him straight cash. I go, hey man, this will pay for your drinks on your flight wherever you're going.
Okay.
If you switch with me. He's still gotta go think about it. I go, you gotta be kidding.
Hold on, stop. Will you tell us how much?
$200.
Oh, chintz ass bitch.
$200 just to get a flight that I paid for.
Yeah, well, guess what?
He had to think about it.
I would have gone up.
I probably would have thought about it, too.
That's all I had.
$400.
I mean, think about
it. I ain't got no $400.
Right, well, you ain't got no seat on this plane, bitch.
God damn it. I thought it was big time.
Deuces.
I got to think about it. I would have grabbed that $200 flight. He wasn't even doing nothing.
How do you know?
I don't know. You looked like he wasn't doing nothing.
You weren't doing nothing.
I was going to see family.
That's not nothing.
It's all about family. Florida family.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.